All right, let's open our Bibles, if you would. And I'll actually give you the scripture reference tonight. I don't think I did that Sunday morning, so I apologize. I was all excited to get going. I forgot to give you the scripture reference. We're going to be in Psalm 107. Love Psalm 107. And we're not going to look at all of it tonight, but we're not all together. We're going to go through the sections. And if you've studied this psalm, it's written in a number of sections. And four sections end up with that same phrase, and we'll look at that tonight. But I just want to talk for a little bit, a few minutes tonight, on bragging on Jesus. Bragging on Jesus. You know, we ought to do that. Praise the Lord, a sister this evening, she showed me some pictures of the grandkids, right? And got to see Brother Richard's great-granddaughter. And we like bragging on our kids, don't we? Bragging on our grandkids. And by the way, we've got 13 grandkids. Praise the Lord, my wife and I. I'm 53 and she's 51. We've got 13 grandkids. We started early. Our kids all started early. And so we're going to have great-grands one of these days. Woo! But we like to brag on our family, and that's good. You know, it's good. But as Christians, as the children of God, we ought to be about the Father's business, and we ought to be bragging on our Lord every chance that we get. And I know you do. I'm preaching to the literal choir, I'm sure. But tonight to just encourage us a little more. So we're going to read through these verses and kind of a section of time, and then give you some of these thoughts. And hopefully it'll be a blessing to us tonight. I'm just going to read verse 1 and verse 2, and then we'll get started, all right? Psalm 107, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." And if we didn't say anything more tonight, we could shout to the house on that. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." And verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." And I know that thought goes on into verse number 3, because there's a semicolon there at the end of verse 2. But my thought is, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And so we ought to be doing that. We are commanded to do that. And so we ought to be going out and letting the people around us know how good God is. Now, you may not have a lot of scripture memorized. You may not think that you have the gift of gab, or that you get nervous when you're talking to people. But a good place to start is just to tell how good God has been to you. What God's delivered you from. What God has done for your family. And I've seen that so many times. You make a connection like that, and it becomes, to that lost person, it becomes less about an attack about, you know, from me about God and, you know, their sinfulness. And it becomes a connection. But also, God is always there in the middle of that. And that gives an opportunity sometime to reach somebody that might not be reached any other way. So we just brag on the Lord, brag on Jesus. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." I know that probably all of us can testify about when God saved us and how He broke those chains of bondage, those chains of sin. I got saved on October 16th, 1994, in Mexico, Missouri, at the old Country Baptist Church. It's not Old Country Baptist Church anymore. They've changed names and changed buildings. But I got saved there. And God broke the chains of sin from my life. And I went from being a hell-deserving and hell-bound sinner, in an instant became a child of God on my way to heaven. Not because of anything that I've done, but because Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. And He shed His own blood on the cross of Calvary. And I trusted in that blood, and I trusted in His grace that moment. And I was born again. Thank God for that. And I believe that I'm forever born again from that point. Praise God. So we can testify about the chains that He broke, the chains of sin. We can testify about how He healed what life had damaged in our lives. And we can testify about the storms that He brought us through. We talked about some storms on Sunday. And then we talked about how His mercy never fails, and His mercy is with us every morning, and His mercies are new every morning. We could testify about those things. We'd have different stories, but the same God. Different stories and the same mercy. And the great truth of Psalm 107 is when God has been good, we ought to tell people about it. When God has been good, we ought to praise Him. We ought to brag on Him. So very quickly, I'm going to get through these points. But as we look at Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2, and we read those, we see that this is talking about the praise for redemption. Praise Him for who He is, not for what He does. You know, we hear a lot of people talk about what God has done for them, and that's great. And we ought to thank God, and we ought to brag on the Lord for that. But we ought to thank God for who He is. He is good. He doesn't become good when we need Him to become good. He is always good. That's His character. He is just good. Now, I'm not always good, but I can count on Him that He is always good. So we praise Him for who He is. God is good. It's His nature. It's God's nature is that He is good. So we not only praise Him for who He is, but we praise Him for what He does or for what He gives. We see here that the Bible says, for His mercy endureth forever. He gives us mercy. And again, we talked about that on Sunday. If we got what we deserved, I heard an older preacher years ago. He was older then. I think he's even gone to heaven now. But he had this saying. He said, if I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell with my back broke. That's how he used to say it. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell with my back broke. Because that's what I deserved. But thank God He doesn't give us what we deserve. He extends grace to us. So we praise Him for what He gives. His mercy endureth forever. Mercy has carried us farther than our merit could ever take us. So we praise Him for who He is and for what He gives. And we praise Him for what He has done. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, the Bible says here. If He redeemed you, don't be silent about it. He brought us out of sin, He brought us out of darkness, and He brought us out of the hand of the enemy. Think about that. Satan was having his way with us before we got saved. But thank God, God took us out of that, the hand of the enemy. And we say, when He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, I thought about this. If we've been redeemed, we shouldn't be the quietest person in the bunch. You know that? He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We've always got something to say. Now we don't, you know, some people don't know maybe when to stop talking. But we should always have something to say because we've been redeemed. And God said, if you've been redeemed, say so. So we always got something to say. So we should not ever be the quietest person in the group because we've always got something to say worth saying. So we praise God for redemption. We also praise Him for direction. Let's look at Psalm 107, verse 6 through 8. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Verse 8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. We see here, this is kind of the wanderer's testimony. They were lost and empty in trouble. They were distressed. They cried unto the Lord. Now, I've been in that place where all you can do is cry, literally. Cry and weep out to God. That's the only thing you have left to do. And that really shouldn't be the last thing we do, right? But they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And of course, that's natural for us when we get in trouble. What does a child do? You know, they're out running around and playing and doing all that. And when they get in trouble, when they get hurt, when something happens to them, they get scared, what do? Mama! Daddy! And God wants us to do that. But He doesn't just want us to wait until we're in trouble. We ought to always be in communication with Him. But they were distressed. They were in trouble. And by the way, this is the condition of every lost sinner. They're in trouble. And God said, call unto Me. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. They've got to come to God. They've got to repent. So they were in distress, and then they cried. They cried unto the Lord, and everything changed when they called on Him. Let's look at this. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them. Amen. And He delivered them. They cried unto the Lord. He heard them immediately and he delivered them immediately. And that's the way God works. Now, we might not see immediate delivery. We might not see immediate results to our prayers. But I promise you, God does hear and God is at work. If you're a child of God and you call unto him in faith, God is at work. And God does hear you. And we can trust that and we can believe that. We can take that to the bank. When we cry unto the Lord, he does hear us. We may not see immediate results. But God promises that he hears the cries of his dear children. And he will act. So they cried unto the Lord. He changed everything in their lives. And they were directed. The Bible says that he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. When you don't know the way, God does. There's that old children's song. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. I don't know where my path is going to lead, where my journey is going to take me. Thank God it's brought me through here. I praise the Lord for that. I didn't see that coming a couple of months ago. Just in prayer about what God would have me to do next and trying to be obedient and going where he sent me and going where I got the call. And that's the way it always works, though. It doesn't have anything to do with me. If we'll be obedient and we'll follow and listen to the Lord, God will take us on a path that he intends for us to go. They were directed. He still leads sinners to salvation. He'll still do that. Praise God, he's still doing that. He's still saving sinners. He still leads saints through confusion. And he'll still lead your family through the most difficult season in life you've ever faced. He will do that. You may not know where you're going, but if you're following him, you're always going the right way. So we praise God for redemption. We praise God for direction. Then let's look at verse 13 through 15, and we'll see that we ought to praise God for deliverance. 13 through 15. The Bible says this: Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Here we go again. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. And here we have that phrase again: Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. We ought to praise him for deliverance. This is a testimony of those who are in bondage, whether it's bondage to some sin, whether it's bondage to some substance, or it's bondage to Satan, God can deliver. Of course, if we're a child of God, Satan cannot get to us except from the outside. He can affect us, but he can't get us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, the Bible says. Satan can come against us, and he will. But he cannot have us back. But he will touch our lives if he can. He will affect our lives if he can. We see here that darkness held these folks. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Darkness held them. Chains bound them. These bands speak of captivity, of chains. Some folks in our world, a lot of folks, are chained by some sort of addiction. Some by bitterness, and some by fear, and some by shame of their actions and things like that. But God can break all those things, and we'll just submit and come to him. Even as a child of God, we get bound by some things, but we submit ourselves to God and come to him. He can break those things and give us victory. And God broke what bound them. Even what they could not see. Things that we cannot see that bind us, that keep us in captivity. God can break those things. Then in verse 19 through 21, we ought to praise him for healing. The Bible says in verse 19, Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Praise for his healing. This is a testimony of the afflicted. Trouble had brought them low, that by his word he healed them. You know, the word of God still heals. It heals wounded hearts and broken minds and shattered homes and condemned sinners, because the Word of God has all of the answers. Now, I don't know all of the answers, but I know where to find them. Amen. One of the men that I've known for several years, he was in upper management in a big distribution company. And he led a lot of people. And he said, you know, I learned early on in my career that I don't have to be the resource. As long as I'm resourceful to know where to get the answers. I don't have to have all the answers. I just need to know where to get them. I don't have all the answers, but thank God we have the Word of God that has all the answers. And we just have to stay there and go there. And God will give us what we need. So he delivered them from the destruction. Some people are not just sick. Some people are not just bound. Some people are self-destructing by their activities and by their choices. And God can even step in and change that for them. We've seen that happen so, so many times. Then verse number 28 through 31. You see where we can praise Him for peace in the storm. Verse 28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves therefore are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so He bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. This is the testimony of anyone who's ever been through a storm. The storm was real. The waves were high. The danger was serious. And storms come to all of us. We talked about that on Sunday. One person said we're either in a storm or we're just coming out of a storm or just heading into a storm in this life. I think I might have quoted what is in the book of Job. Man is a few days and full of trouble. I believe that's in Job. Maybe I'm getting that mixed up. But it's true. Man is a few days and full of trouble. We should expect troubles. It's part of life. We could expect storms to come. The storm was real, but the cry was heard, even the winds and the waves. Even through all of that, God heard their cry. Then calm was given. I like how God gives this to us. He says, He maketh the storm a calm. A calm. You know, calm we usually use as an adjective to describe something. This wasn't just a description. This was the thing. It was a calm. Kind of like the men in the book of Mark when we preached on Sunday. The apostles that were in that ship with the Lord. And it was a great calm. This is a calm. This is a thing. It's not just a description of what happened. It is what happened. A calm happened. You can't describe it. It's just a calm. That's what God does in the midst of a storm sometimes. Sometimes God calms a storm and sometimes God calms me. I think maybe anybody here ever heard of the McCameys? I believe they sing a song about that maybe. Maybe another group too. Sometimes He calms the storm. Sometimes He calms me in the midst of the storm. Thank God for that. He knows what we need. Then the Bible says that He bringeth them into their desired haven. Their haven was reached, where they were headed. They were going through a storm, but God calmed the storm and got them to where they were headed and where He wanted them to go. Thank God for that. What a testimony of our Lord. God not only will calm our storm or calm us in our storm, He'll bring us safely through. The same hand, let's think about this, the same hand that allows the storm is the hand that guides you through it to shore. Praise the Lord for that. Every one of these sections tells kind of the same story, but in a different setting. Lost people praise Him for direction. Bound people praise Him for deliverance. Broken people praise Him for healing. Storm-tossed people praise Him for peace. And redeemed people praise Him for mercy. And the repeated cry still rings out, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let's not be silent. Let's brag on the Lord when we get a chance. Let's tell people about the goodness of the Lord. And just use Psalm 107 if you want to. Talk about those different trials, those different afflictions, those different things that come to all of us. See, God delivered them. God also delivered me in a similar situation. You could tell someone, and I know God can do it for you. And what a great way to brag on our Lord.